listener production.
Outrage after the Minns government passes a contentious water bill, a potential ease on staffing shortages around the region, and winter hits our patch, but don't swing the coats out of the closet too quickly. Today's weather, cloudy across the region, heading for 21 in Griffith and 18 in Wagga. I'm Stephen Zoyce and welcome to Riverina Local News. Outrage ensues after the Minns government passed a water bill on Tuesday and the Shadow Minister for Regional New South Wales is front and centre. Dugald Saunders is questioning the decision not to ensure regional water utilities, along with the Sydney and Hunter Water Corporations, are unable to be privatised. He says it's not good enough that drinking water isn't treated the same no matter where you live.
I can't tell you why people aren't getting the same in regions as they are in Sydney, and that's one of the questions I've put to the Minns Labor government. What we've seen here is an opportunity to show for the Premier that he would govern for all of New South Wales, not just for Newcastle, Sydney and Wollongong. He's failed in that very first attempt and he's left regional New South Wales behind.
Meantime, the government has agreed to establish a parliamentary inquiry that will examine what can be done to safeguard and support other regional water utilities. And still on our water, things just got a bit easier for water users across our patch, with the Weather Bureau upgrading the Murray-Darling Basin information portal. Now everything from info on groundwater levels, groundwater trade and interactive river diagrams of basin catchments is easily accessible to all. This is in hopes to provide better transparency, making sure all details are out in the open and easy to access.
The key addition this time round is the inclusion of groundwater information. Groundwater is an incredibly important part of our water resource. A lot of communities depend on groundwater for drinking, or if not for drinking, for agriculture. And our groundwater systems are very much connected to our rivers.
General Manager for Ag and Water, Matthew Coulton there. The edge may soon be taken off staffing shortages in regional areas like ours. The federal government is offering 180,000 fee-free TAFE and vet spots to bridge the gap, with 48,000 enrolments already recorded in the bush since January. The Riverina has a vacancy rate of 23% for occupational therapists, 13% for midwives, and 8.6% for physios.
Around a third of enrolments this year have been in regional rural areas. So that certainly provides some skills that are necessary, but we know there's more work to be done.
Minister for Skills and Training, Brendan O'Connor there. The Weather Bureau has released its long-term winter forecast for our patch. Daytime temps are going to be warmer than usual over the next 3 months, although the mornings will be extra cold. And we're also looking at below average rainfall. Climatologist Hugh McDowell says it's a different story to 12 months ago.
This time last year, we were looking at a very strong signal for wetter than average conditions, and we saw very wet weather across New South Wales, particularly for the inland. We also saw a signal for above average minimum temperatures for large areas of the inland, and we're seeing kind of the opposite this year, really.
To sport now, and round 8 of the Riverina Footy League is upon us. Saturday's games see the Crows and Goannas go head-to-head. Narrandera hosts the in-form Wagga Tigers, who have won 4 straight, and the Demons travel to Griffith to face the Swans. On Sunday, Coolerman will welcome the reigning premiers to Kindra Park, a must-win game for the Rovers. The top of the table Bulldogs have the bye.